Next, we have Awadh. In 1722, Muhammad Shah appointed Sadat Khan as the governor of Awadh. The zamindars rebelled. Sadat Khan put down the rebellion. He was the political head, military head, and the head of revenue. In 1739, Safdarjung became the next ruler. People experienced a period of peace and prosperity, and Lucknow was the capital. We go to Hyderabad. Chin Kilich Khan was a powerful noble in the court of Farrukh Siyar and Mohammad Shah. He was given the responsibility to govern the Deccan provinces of the south. In 1724, he formed the state of Hyderabad and ruled as an independent ruler. The rulers had no power over him. His successors were known as Nizams. Rohilkund. The Rohilas were an Afghan tribe who settled in Moradabad and the Bareilly region. After the invasion of Nader Shah, Ali Muhammad Khan took control of this region. It came to be known as Rohilkund. Bharatpur, under the Jats. The Jats were farmers who lived around Delhi, Mathura and Agra. They founded the kingdom of Bharatpur. The Jat chiefs were Churaman, Bandan Singh and Surajman. The Rajputs. Most of the Rajput states had become independent. Swai Raja Jai Singh was an important ruler of Amber. He encouraged the learning of science, founded the city of Jaipur. He was interested in the astronomy and built observatories. Punjab under the Sikhs. The Sikhs had become powerful under Guru Gobind Singh. After his death, Banda Bahadur became the leader of the Sikhs. The Sikhs were organized into groups called Misals. Later, Maharaja Ranjit Singh united all Misals and established a kingdom in Punjab. Mysore became powerful under Hyder Ali. He controlled the rebellions, improved the condition of the farmers and the army. In 1769, he defeated the British forces in the First Mysore War. After his death, Tipu Sultan came to power. He introduced modern weapons, built a modern navy, improved trade and industry, and died in 1799. We next study the Marathas. They were minor chieftains serving in Bijapur, Ahmednagar, Golconda. When these kingdoms became weak, they declared themselves independent. It was Shivaji who built a powerful kingdom, but his successors were weak. We next go to the Peshwas. The Peshwas then came to power. Now please read the details of each Peshwa ruler. Let us move to the causes of the Third Battle of Panipat, which took place in 1761. The first was, the Maratha chiefs were not united. Second cause, the Marathas alienated other rulers by their kingdoms. Third cause, the Marathas did not improve administration. Fourth, they neglected trade, industry, science and technology, and also the army. The Third Battle of Panipat gave the East India Company to increase its power. Please read every detail of this lesson. Next, please prepare the lesson, the Union Legislature.